Tip number 47, record a clear voicemail greeting. Your voicemail greeting should ask people to leave a detailed message with the purpose of the call and the best time to return it. You will then know when to call back and whether or not you can deal with the issue by email. Tip number 48, leave a message. If you call someone, you obviously had a reason for placing the call, so don't hang up without leaving a clear and detailed message stating the purpose of your call. If you're requesting a return call, indicate the windows of time that you're available to receive the call. Tip number 49, be clear and concise. When you communicate with people orally or in writing, get to the point quickly while still being cordial. This will save you time and improve the impression you make on others. Tip number 50, introduce yourself. When you call someone's home or place of business, introduce yourself such as, "Hi, this is Mark Williams. Is Pam Johnson available?" Now, the other person doesn't have to say, "May I ask who's calling?" Tip number 51, don't return missed calls. If someone calls you but does not leave a message, unless it's a family member or close friend, don't call back. If their message was not important enough to leave a message, then there's no reason for you to take your time to return it.